Bison were hunted to near extinction at the same time the European cow was brought to the Americas. Cattle quickly became the most dominant meat eaten here. But as Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, combining those two breeds into something better is a niche market that some hope becomes more widespread.
The farmers market in Rolla, Missouri is pretty typical of those in the Midwest. You can buy beef, pork, eggs, vegetables, and baked goods that are grown and made nearby. But one stand sells something different, beefalo. Shopper Vicky Gustavsson is a fan.
It's a bit leaner, so I think it's more healthy for us. Tastes good. We sometimes cook it in the crock pot, a roast, and it comes up nice and tender every time.
Beefalo is exactly what it sounds like, part beef, part buffalo. And the meat available at the Rolla Farmers Market comes from the farm of Andrew and Kelly Deitch. About 25 female beefalo, most with a calf nearby, are grazing on the 650-acre A&K Ranch in south central Missouri. They look a lot like regular cows, but their hair is a little longer and they look a touch bigger in the shoulders. Kelly Deitch says these animals combine the best of both worlds.
And as we like to say, when they created beefalo, they bred out the meanness but kept the leanness of the bison, so kept the good qualities of the bison.
And beefalo were definitely created. While there was some unintentional crossbreeding when European cows got into buffalo herds in the 17th and 18th centuries, it wasn't until the 1970s that a reliable, fertile crossbreed was produced. The intent was to get the lean meat of bison into an animal that could be raised as easily as a cow. And the magic number of 37.5% bison was found. Andrew Deitch used to raise cattle, but finds the beefalo much easier and more enjoyable.
I mean, they all have different personalities, and you can tell them apart because of their colors and such like. But when you have a field of Angus out there, it's hard to tell, you know. I just like doing the beefalo because they're a lot easier to work with.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture certified beefalo as having higher vitamin levels, nearly a third less cholesterol, and 79% less fat than conventional beef. John Fowler raises beefalo in northern Missouri and is on the board of the American Beefalo Association. He says it's a superior animal. The biggest hurdle, getting ranchers to start raising them.
If I can get a person who has a crossbred herd and put a beefalo bull in his herd and then him eat some of the meat, he's sold. He'll want to produce the beefalo.
But beefalo does have its opponents.
We just don't really think that there should be beefalo.
Martha McFarland works for the advocacy group Practical Farmers of Iowa. She also raises cattle and bison, but would never mix the two. She says nature did just fine producing bison, an excellent animal that's also good to eat. But she does empathize with beefalo producers. As a bison and specialty beef producer herself, she knows trying to sell a niche meat is difficult.
A lot of times it's hard to find that like middleman to get my meat into the grocery store. I'm not part of this huge mechanized system. My challenge is your average consumer wants to just like go to the grocery store and pick up some food and be done with it.
Beefalo isn't in many grocery stores, and it's primarily sold online or at farmers markets. It also costs more than beef, largely because it comes from small producers. But breeders like Andrew Deitch are still optimistic about the future of the specialty meat. He credits new leadership at the American Beefalo Association.
They've got some new people in there who have really good ideas, and they're reaching out there. They have a Facebook page, and you can find beefalo all over the country.
Deitch says while he and his wife enjoy selling their product at three farmers markets, they're really excited by the prospect of getting more ranchers interested in beefalo. I'm Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.